Hello, this is Naira, your host for this podcast, your guide to the night sky. We are now going to begin our study of astronomy together. Well, if you're learning astronomy, the best place to start is the solar system. So today, we will learn about the structure of the star system we all live in. Let's start. Well, first, there's the sun. The sun that provides all the warmth and light we need to survive. It is at the center of the solar system, and it radiates light all the way out to the edge of the solar system. Next, we have our first planet, Mercury, a small rocky red planet, in fact, the smallest planet in our solar system. It is the first terrestrial planet, which means it's made of rocks and metals like Earth, in other words, Earth-like. The next Earth-like planet is Venus, a planet about the size of Earth. It is very cloudy and very hot, the hottest planet there is. Now, these planets are not so much like Earth. They're called that way because their composition is similar. Now we have a very special planet, our own beautiful Earth. It's the only known planet that supports life, and it's also the only planet in our solar system with oceans of water. Oceans on other planets don't have water. They have something else entirely. Now, you have most likely heard of the next planet, Mars, the focus of countless science fiction stories. Unlike the Mars in the movies, Mars cannot support humans without special equipment, and we haven't even been to Mars yet for that very same reason. The next landmark you must know is not a planet at all. It's the asteroid belt, a belt of space rocks called asteroids that surround the sun. It has a gigantic asteroid called Ceres, one classified as a dwarf planet. In fact, an astronomical object that's too small to be classified as a planet and bigger than your usual space waste. Before moving on to the next planet, please listen to what I have to say here. We'll be exploring again in a sec. That was a lot to say about Anchor, but it was worth it. Now let's get back to the podcast and back to Jupiter, the next planet. Jupiter is the largest planet of the solar system, and it is sometimes called the king of the solar system. It is the first of the gas giants, which means that it is made of gas. You can't even stand on it. You sink to the planet's core, which is the only solid part of the planet. Jupiter has belts, a lot of moons, and some really, really faint rings. On to the queen of the solar system, Saturn. Saturn is made of gas, just like Jupiter. Its stunning rings have made it famous as the ringed planet. It is the furthest planet you can see with the naked eye. Then comes Uranus, the seventh planet of the solar system. It has a light blue color and spins on its side. It's in a subcategory of the gas giants, the ice giants. The brother of Uranus, Neptune, is a dark blue planet with invisible rings. It is the last planet of the solar system. Even after Neptune, you have an asteroid belt-like ring of space waste called the Kuiper Belt. It's where Pluto and other dwarf planets fit in, like Eris, Makemake, and many more. Then we have the Oort cloud, a cloud of comets which stretches out like a donut around the planets in the Kuiper Belt. Comets have elliptical orbits that bring them close to the sun, and all of these comets come from the Oort cloud, where there are long-orbit comets with orbits taking more than 200 years, and short-orbit comets with orbits that take less than 200 years. Woo, those are pretty long orbits. Well, now that you know your way around the solar system, you're ready to learn the secrets that come with it. See you next time at Your Guide to the Night Sky.